Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's stardate is 60.10005. Okay, that is 10,005 days since Pluto's last New Year's. Whoa. So, stardate 10005. Phew! I love it. First up, a look at the Glacier View Community Council notebook. Yes, we're having a Glacier View Community Council meeting this week, January 26th, 7 p.m. at Glacier View School. Again, that's the Glacier View Community Council meeting this January 26th, 7 p.m. at the Glacier View School. January, by our bylaws, is our nomination meeting month. So this year, we are nominating positions for vice president and for secretary. February is elections month. So, if you have somebody to nominate for the position of vice president or secretary, then this is the meeting for you. Also, you can submit by email. The only qualification is that people have to be registered members of Glacier View Community Council, and that means they live in Glacier View and or live here most of the year, what qualifies for living in Glacier View, but also they have to accept the nomination. No good in nominating somebody if they don't accept. So, Community Council meeting this week will be nominations meeting, but there's more to the meeting than that. Noah Lucia will be attending, a student in Glacier View, and he will be presenting to the Community Council on a project. Brolene Gearwig is the school nurse. I mentioned to Brolene a few months ago, how about a health fair? Some way of bringing together people and resources here in Glacier View for a health fair. Well, I did it last year. I said something like health fair and didn't realize that health fair is actually like a really serious thing, and people draw blood, and it's really fair dinkum. So, Brolene, being a nurse and the school nurse at the Glacier View School, she understood what it meant, and to her great credit, she has looked for and found funding for a health fair that will be held in Glacier View February 25th, that's a Saturday, in the school, probably in the morning. So write that number down, February 25th, Glacier View School, for the Glacier View Community Health Fair. Now, there are some fees involved for different levels of different services, and some are free. So check out the health fair February 25th. Brolene will be discussing the health fair and telling us more about it at the meeting this Thursday. Also, I've had a discussion and meetings with Mike Conti. Mike Conti is a professional photographer I met at the gala at the Anchorage Museum last year. He is giving the Glacier View community, open to all, a three-day photography workshop. That's May 11th, 12th, and 13th. Now, during the daytime, he's going to be working with the Glacier View School students. That would be the 11th and 12th, a Thursday and a Friday. In the evenings, he will have different activities. On the 11th, he's going to have a community workshop for learning, starting with taking good photos with your cell phone or your small point-and-shoot camera. So we're going to start off with some basics. He's going to start off with basics of photography and work our way up. School students in the daytime, general public in the evenings. And then on Saturday, it's open to the general public here in Glacier View. We'll be meeting at the school and doing some wild stuff. He told me about some of his gear that he has, and I am talking simplicity. I am not talking the highest tech stuff. I'm talking the you and me stuff. How do photos even work? How does optic work. This guy is great. He's given workshops in different grade levels and teaches it at the university. Mike Conti is a superstar in the photo world. I look forward to it. That's May 11th, 12th, and 13th. Meals on Wheels. Stay independent, stay healthy. Sign up for Meals on Wheels with the Matsu Senior Services. Meals on Wheels. Okay, now that sounds like a kind of an almost an advertisement, but we have people here in Glacier View who are members of Meals on Wheels and receiving a meal a day for 7 days now. Couples receive 14. So what does that mean? It means the Matsu Senior Services sends up a truck delivering everybody on that day a hot meal and 6 frozen meals. So if you're a couple, then that'd be 2 hot meals and 12 frozen meals, along with other goodies. It's a fabulous program to help us stay independent and stay healthy and stay home. But Matsu Senior Services has need of a care and respite worker. Okay, so care and respite. Care is somebody who helps care for the person in their household, helps them with chores, whatever people need to stay healthy in their home. Respite worker is a person who joins with the person who is in need and stays as a companion or company for a few hours a day. We have 3 families here in Glacier View who have need of care and respite workers, and so there's a position open, a position with Matsu Senior Services for a care and respite worker. It is a part-time job. Why is it part-time? It's up to 16 hours a week per family, so that's 48 hours potential a week. But if one of the individuals receiving care is off to visit family or is at the clinic or getting a checkup or something, then maybe they don't need help that day. So it's billed as a part-time position with 3 families at 16 hours plus a week. That'd be 48 hours a week. We need somebody here who lives here in Glacier View as a care and respite worker. If you're interested, give me a call. We have 3 families who are looking for care and respite workers, and it's funded by the Matsu Senior Services. So it's free. Now, I don't deal with it myself, but I do discuss Meals and Wheels and these positions with Matsu Senior Services. They are fabulous. More information, call the Matsu Senior Services. Need some more information, you can always talk to me. So, let's talk about emergencies. Are you new to Glacier View? That's a good question. We have more and more people moving to Glacier View that we haven't even met. So maybe one of those people in Glacier View that hasn't been to community council meeting. Well, we also have an emergency phone list. It's something we send out in PDF, print out on your home computer. If you don't have a home computer, they can print one out for you. The council can print one out for you. What is an emergency phone list? It's a list of people up and down the highway by mile area, not individual miles. So if you have an emergency, sometimes you need somebody that's not a 911 call, maybe a pipe burst, maybe your car is stuck in your own driveway. Who do you call? Call your neighbor. That's what the emergency phone list is. So in an emergency, just to be clear, call 911 and then on the phone list, call your neighbor. Now, maybe you're new to Glacier View and there's a number of families that are new to Glacier View. Maybe you're not on the emergency phone list. Maybe you didn't even know about it. If you would like to be on the phone list, it's completely voluntary, then please let me know. I'm Joseph Davis, Glacier View Community Council President, or drop your name off at the Glacier View School, and we'll put you on the emergency list. We'll need your phone number, of course, and about what mile where you live. And that's how simple it is. So if you're new to Glacier View Community, then get on the emergency phone list. It's good for everybody. This Thursday, we'll also be discussing a potential grant application for Trails, a Trails grant that we are working on. We sent out a newsletter, a couple of mentions about need for ideas for trail grant ideas. So bring your ideas to the council meeting. We'll be discussing it and deciding whether to submit for a grant or not. Now, almost none of the money comes from the borough. It comes from other sources. I don't know, but Lorraine Cordova, our community treasurer, community council treasurer, knows more about it. All right. That's it for... Oh, and then, of course, we'll have the formal nominations, but I mentioned that. So, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Glacier View School, Glacier View Community Council nominations, and then February we'll have elections. Nominations are open until they are closed during the meeting. So if you have somebody you'd like to nominate and that person says yes, then that's good. We currently have at least one person for secretary and at least one person for vice president that have been nominated and have said yes. So that's it for the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Next up, garage science. Recently, I put up new LED lighting for bright, wonderful light in my shop. I can see the pencil marks for my table saw and skill saw. It's really great, all this light. So today, I was draining a water tank that I had in the back of my pickup truck. While I was draining, and it was taking a while, so I got out my iPhone and I put it into video and I put it into slow motion. So I'm filming water coming out of a water tank, draining onto the floor, going down the drain. Not real exciting, but was really interesting when I played it back. So I stopped the videoing. I went to the little video I'd made. It starts off in full motion, then it slows down. And the video's really slow, and the water's coming out really slowly. But something else was happening. There was a flicker. The lights, the new LED lighting in my shop, now they're like 4 feet long, two bulbs. They look like fluorescent bulbs physically, and they have the metal shell around them, and you just attach them to your ceiling. They look like regular old fluorescent lights, but they're LED. These new lights, when you go into slow motion, they flicker. And somebody had asked me about this in my shop. They said, hey, are these things flickering? So, well, that was something in slow motion. You could see the flicker. I'm not sure I like it. So I went up to the house. Now, almost all my lighting in my house is LED. You know, they have those light bulbs you can screw into a lamp. Lamps, just normal screw-in bulbs, but they're LED. You can use them for porch lights. I've got strips of LEDs going around my walls, shining up on my ceiling. I've got Hughes lights. I've got all kinds of Christmas tree lights. I've got rope lights. I got a lot of lights. So I got my cell phone out, and I turned it into slow-motion video, and I filmed different spots in my living room and out on my deck and around, and some of the lights flicker. And some of them don't. And they're all LED. And they look like light bulbs. Or they look like spotlights. Or they look like Christmas tree lights. On the Christmas tree, the white ones all flickered. And the colored ones don't flicker. My Hues, my great Hues that replicate all kinds of colors, they don't flicker. They're as solid as the dime. And the ones along my trim around my room, solid. But others are just flickering like crazy, but they flicker really fast, can't see it. So look forward to more about flickering LED lights. And I have a couple of links on my The Glacier Review Facebook page. So you can go to The Glacier Review. You can get pick, click, and give there. And another link that I put up a couple of fun links for you. You can check it out. But we're about halfway through our program. So you know what it's time for? A station break. Somehow it was my goal in life growing up to be able to give station breaks. Anyway, here we go. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org and become a member today. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Okay, that's the end of a station break. But remember, pick, click, give. It's also a way that you can support Radio Free Palmer. More on that later in the program. Now, let's have some music. Over the past year, we've been going to best-selling albums of all time and working our way through the decades from the 1950s to the present. Every decade having the best-selling albums. But today, in the shop, I was listening to some music, and I put on the Carpenters. So today, I thought, let's see what the best-selling albums of all time has to say about the Carpenters. They don't have anything to say about the Carpenters, because their success was not in a single big albums, but individual songs. So let's learn a little more. The Carpenters were an American vocal and instrumental duo consisting of siblings Karen and Richard Carpenter. Producing a distinctively soft musical style, they became one of the best-selling music artists of all times. So, fabulous success, but not in the best-selling albums. I don't get it. Producing a distinctively soft music during their 14-year career, the Carpenters recorded 11 albums, 31 singles, 5 television specials, and a short-lived television series, which I don't think I ever saw. Their career ended in 1983 by Karen's death from heart failure, brought on by complications of anorexia. Extensive news coverage surrounding the circumstances of her death increased public awareness of eating disorders. So, the sad death of Karen Carpenter, I remember when she died, is very sad. But it helped people recognize eating disorders. The duo's band of melodic pop produced a record-breaking run of hit recordings on the American Top 40 and adult contemporary charts, and they became leading sellers in the soft rock, easy listening, and adult contemporary genres. The Carpenters had 3 number one singles and 5 number two singles on the Billboard Hot 100, and 15 number one hits in the adult contemporary chart. In addition, they had 12 top 10 singles. To date, the Carpenters' album and single sales total more than 100 million units. Following Karen's death, Richard Carpenter's continued to produce recordings of the duo's music, including several albums of previously unreleased material and numerous compilation albums. Voice of the Heart, an album that introduced some finished tracks left off of Made in America and early LPs, was released in late 1983. It peaked at number 46 and was certified gold. 2 singles were released, Make Believe It's Your First Time, a second version of a song Karen had recorded for her solo album, and a song which had been a minor hit in 1979 for Bobby Vinton, reached number 7 in adult contemporary, but only reached number 101 on the pop side. Your Baby Doesn't Love You Anymore got number 12 adult contemporary hit. Well, there's a lot more. Check out the Glacier Review web Facebook page, the Glacier Review Facebook page, and there's a link to more about the Carpenters. But let's listen to them. Here they go. Top of the World, the Carpenters.
See, not a cloud in the sky, got the is a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can
of the world with the Carpenters. What's with this piano thing? It's at the end of the song. Well, that was it. Okay, let's move on.
A good bad Joe, he gotta go, me oh my. He gotta go pull the pirogue down the bayou. Here's Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. A Thibodeau fountain, oh, the place is buzzing. A kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dressed in style, they go home. See Mama share a meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and big ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Sorry, I feel free.
Of the day is pick, click, give. That's right, that's the quote for today. If you give and your neighbor gives and then another, it will add up quickly. With one donation at a time, we can make good things happen in Alaska. When you make a donation from your PFD through pick, click, give, you can make an impact by sharing just a little with a cause you care about. Strengthen the arts, invest in education, shelter a homeless pet, lend a hand, or even make a wish come true when you give to one of Alaska's nonprofits. The success of Pick, Click, Give grows every year. When you go online to apply for your dividend, you will see the Pick, Click, Give option. Click and follow the instructions to make your donation or donations. And remember, Radio Free Palmer is a member-supported station. So, you can donate to Radio Free Palmer, too. All right, that's it for today's program. Sure appreciate listening, enjoying the music, and catching up on Glacier View. My name is Joseph Davis.